Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back
for Get ready show. For 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
With our buddies in the city, then we lost touch with ourselves. Put down the reefer, forgot about the music, heard the siren call of ringing wedding bells. It was on to the straight line, on to assurance, on to the mortgage, then the grave. The more that you grow older, you look over your shoulder, wondering how you ever learned to behave. Where are you presently sitting down to dinner? Where did you lay the old felt hat? Here's a letter from one who knew you better back when we were ordinary, ordinary cats.
hardly anybody I would call an ordinary cat, but he is a very good pal of mine, Mr. John Shane there. Brand new CD called Ordinary Cats, and that was the lead-off track, the title track of the disc. Just great stuff. Brand new. First time playing that. We're going to hear another track from that later tonight. But anyway, welcome to Out of the Woods, everybody. Glad to have you along. I'm Chip Calkard. We'll be with you till 9 o'clock local time here in central New Hampshire, if you're tuned in. If you're listening any other time, you're listening perhaps to the Global Voice out there on the internet, maybe Boston Free Radio, Bob FM, or if you're way out there in California, you might be listening to us on Pinecone Radio out there in Pine Mountain Club, California, on the airwaves. Glad to have you all along. If you want to get in touch, though, the local folks can get in touch, 526-3494, like I said, if you're listening live here on a Friday night. Any other time, all through the show, I'll be checking it as well. outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com will get you what you need. We're going to keep it going right now with another brand new release, and these guys are great. They're from the Pacific Northwest up in British Columbia. Ferris and Jason Romero, they have a brand new CD called Long Gone Out West Blues. And here's I Want to Be Lucky on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. Kentucky.
Mama lying lifeless on the highway, so we took him home. We thought we did a good deed that day. The fact is that he rescued me. It went the other way. Oh, calico, running through the fields we would go, grass growing high, and together we would fly. Times back then were tough. Mama said we never had enough, but we got by. One day I came home, the barn was empty, calico was gone. So I ran inside. Dad sat with a sad look on his face. We looked out the window and walked. watch them drive away. Oh, Calico, running through the fields we would go, grass growing high, and together we would fly. Mama too and Dad lives in a home. I see him every day. Don't know if he knows my name. He doesn't seem to recognize my face. But that's okay, 'cause sometimes when I turn around to go, he pulls me closer to him and he whispers, Calico. Growing high, and together we would fly. My calico, he was our calico.
Beth Wood here on Out of the Woods. Not exactly brand new stuff, but definitely new to us. We just got that one in from her CD, The Weather Inside. That was Calico, a little song about a horse for you. And Aunt Elizabeth in there from their little CD called Sun to Sun. Great stuff. And we heard Lone Pilgrim from that one. Started off the set, brand new music from Ferris and Jason Romero. And we heard I Want to Be Lucky. Their CD's called Long Gone Out West Blues, and it's just fabulous stuff. We're going to hear more from that later in the show, so make sure you stick around for that. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Be with you for another 2¾ hours of mostly acoustic music. Can you stand it? It's going to be great. We have a lot of new music. It was a banner week for getting in new CDs, so a lot of great stuff to play for you. Right now, I'm going to play a track from a little EP that Eric Balke sent us. He put a few tracks on here with various suggestions for upcoming holidays and remembrances and whatnot. But we're going to take a track from it right now that remembers Jack Hardy. It's one of Jack's songs, in fact. Jack passed away on March the 11th, 2011. So he's almost 2 years gone now. We'll probably have a big thing like we do every year on the anniversary of Jack's death. But we're going to play a track right now. It's called The Singer's Lament here. Eric Balke on Out of the Woods.
So long, so long, gonna say goodbye. Bird winging along in the old blue sky. In the crack of the dawn, I will slip on by. No need to wake no one, no one will cry. All the leaves have gone since the last was here. No one sang the same songs that we did last year. Got a big new car and a TV screen. No need to shorten the dark for the likes of me. But I might shorten the road with a story or two. What the frost might show if you dig right through. Something buried inside, it's your own sweet song in the blink of a night. So long, so long, so long, so long, gonna say goodbye. Bird winging along the old blue sky, in the crack of the dawn, I will slip on by. No need to wake no one, no one will cry.
Thread. North wind blows through all the rushes behind the shed. This drop of dew holds mists of autumn as close to truth as our troubles in the bottom of the drawer that holds memories. Each decaying photograph has lost its color as the leaves turn to brown and a spider shocked by frost. We pile up the cost of this summer town. Spangled day, last warmth of autumn, what you might say, I find I think of so often. I think of you and your crazy whims you always saw through. All the scrims that cloud the view of all the romance and the toil. Each decaying story, weeds piled into soil for dormant winter nights, and the spiders moved inside. But so have the flies of this summer town. Frost on the dew was never meant to be, and I never knew what you thought of me. You hummed a tune in harmony, no dissonance of lengthy biography of all of those you left behind. Each decaying memory trying so hard to find in a gossamer thread and a spider who is dead of fear in this frozen summer town.
Johnny Hook went riding in a cold and snowy land. Looked up to the mountains, 'tis here I'll make my stand. He cut some logs and built a cabin, tried to keep his horse alive. But when the creeks started flowing again, only Johnny had survived. He'd had a girl to whom he was betrothed who lived in Tilsonburg. But when the dear John came in 44, Johnny didn't say a word. His fellow soldiers gathered and they hung their heads in shame. Johnny wasn't even sure he could recall her name. Hoody, 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 yeah. Hoody, 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 yeah. farmer's head with the soul of a mountain man. He'd seen too much killing and his veins were filled with sand. The caribou was full of game and folks leave you alone. One more walking wounded with no place to call home. A copper skin shoe swap beauty by the name of Clarabelle moved into his 10x10 down the hides that they would sell. She bore him 4 strong children who carried her piercing eyes. But the 5th was born in a winter storm when Clarabelle up and died. Oh, dee-o, oh, dee-o, dee-ay, oh, dee-o, 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 dee-o. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. He knew this was his fate. The 5 children took up the ranch and work and stayed out of his way. They came of age and moved away to cities across the land. One became a professor and one played in a band. Busted up, broken down, living in a local motel. The younger kids want to keep the ranch, but the elders chose to sell. Johnny died last winter in a veteran's nursing home, calling out for Clarabelle, crazy and alone. Oh, dee-o, oh, dee-o, yeah. Oh, dee-o, 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 yeah. Oh, dee-o, oh, dee-o, yeah. Oh, dee-o, 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 yeah. The spring a pretty woman come up driving through the snow. Said our old house was where she'd lived a life or two ago. We saddled up 2 horses, spurred them up the Indian trail, looking for the old homestead. Her face was set in pain. I never knew my mother, but her scant treasures I do now hold. Took them out of the dumpster bin round back of the old folks' room. There was a note inside saying, if you read this, go and find the stones. I fear I may not last the year. Johnny knows where to lay my bones. Oh, dee-o, oh, dee-o, yeah. Oh, dee-o, 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 yeah. Oh, dee-o. I left and never paid it any mind. Sure enough, we came upon the ruins, broken down by time. Found the lichen covered rocks and a bleached out leaning plank. The daughter laid down the beaded bag and offered a prayer of thanks. This land is filled with stories of the living and the dead. Never hurts to listen to what you're hearing or what's been said. If you take a look, you see Johnny Hook riding through an altered land, calling out for Clarabelle and reaching for her hand. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oklahoma, a little after 3. Randy, his brother Bob, my old GMC. We had some moonshine whiskey, some of Bob's homegrown. We were so messed up, we didn't know if we were drunk or stoned. Randy was a sad sack, tall, kind of frail. Bob was a raving maniac, crazier than hell. He'd been kicked out of high school several years ago for kicking over porta cans at 4-H Rodeo. Since then they've done their little dance right outside the law. Popped twice in Oklahoma and once in Arkansas. And I don't know what possessed me to want to tag along, cause I was raised a Christian and I knew right from wrong. Right or wrong, black or white, cross the line you're gonna pay. In the dawn before the light, never die by shades of gray. We stole two Charolais heifers from Randy's sweetheart's paw. Sold them at the livestock sale outside of Wichita. We got $900 and never did suspect the world hurt we'd be in once we cashed the check. Next day we heard the story on the local radio. Made our plans that very night to go to Mexico. And I swear we would have made it if it wasn't for the shine. I got sick about the time we crossed that Kansas line. Right or wrong, black or white, cross the line you're gonna pay. In the dawn before the light, live or die by shades of gray. I was lying in the bar ditch, praying I would die. When a light came on above us, and a voice called from the sky. Half a dozen unmarked cars came screeching to a halt. They grabbed Bob, he started screaming, and it was all my fault. And there were men and dogs, helicopters flying all around. They had the brothers on the pickup hood, me down on the ground. Then Bob flew all to pieces, but Randy he held tight. When a black man in a suit and tie stepped into the light, told his men to turn us loose and they put down their guns. He said, these are just some sorry kids, they ain't the ones. Right or wrong, black or white, cross the line you're gonna pay. In the dawn before the light, you die by shades of gray. They left us by the roadside, downhearted and alone. Randy got behind the wheel, said, boys, I'm going home. So we turned around and faced our fate, hungover but alive. That morning in Oklahoma, late April 95.
Cry, cry. You're an Out of the Woods. Of course, Richard Schindel there on the lead vocal, along with Lucy Kaplansky and Dar Williams, and a whole heap of help from Mr. Larry Campbell on the mandolin there. And great stuff. Going back a few years, that's a Robert Earl Keen tune called Shades of Gray. I was sort of inspired to play that one because I played this track just before it from Canadian Barney Bentall, brand new CD from him called Flesh and Bone, and we heard The Ballad of Johnny Hook, which had a similar feel to it. Jack Hardy in there with Gossamer Thread, taking that from the new thing that Mark Dan put together called the Fast Folk Jack Hardy Tribute, Volume 1. And that's the Jack track you get on the disc. Eric Balke in there doing one of Jack's songs to start that set. We heard The Singer's Lament from Everything Is Great, which is an upcoming CD. He sent a sampler of that. That's not out yet, but hopefully in the near future. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkert. We'll be with you till 9 o'clock here, local time in central New Hampshire. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.